Hayırlısı.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Daf Beis Amud Beis. We'll start from the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, 12 lines up from the bottom, by the words Menani Mili. So we had said in the Mishnah that before Yom Kippur, so the Kohen needs to be Pirish for 7 days. And the Gemara had brought a Mishnah in Para that also by Para Duma, there's this halacha that the Kohen Asarif Asa Para needs to be Pirish for 7 days. So says the Gemara, Minani Mili, what's the Makar, both by Yom Kippur and by Para, that there's this din of Prishas Shivas Yamim? Amar bin Yumi bar Chilki, Amar Mechasi bar Idi, Amar b'Yoichnan, Amar Kra, because the Torah says, Kasher Asa b'yem Hazeh, it says by the Miluim, that just like Aaron HaKohen, it says over there that Aaron HaKohen required a Prishas Shivas Yamim. And then the Torah says, Kasher Asa b'yem Hazeh, just like we did on this day, so Tziva Hashem Lasa Yisuchapar Aleichem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded to do it in the future, as a Lachapar Aleichem. And we dash it from there that Lasa is Eilu Maise Paro. Lasa is referring to the Paraduma, and Lachapar Eilu Maise Yom HaKippurim. So that's the Makar, both by Pari and by Yom Kippur, that there's a din of Prishas Shivas Yamim. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Kulei Krabit Paraloi Misukum. I understand you can't say that the only thing that the Pasuk's teaching us is about Paraduma, that only Paraduma requires Prisha Shavas Yamim and not Yom Kippur. That's not a possible option. Why? Because Lechaper Ksev. Because the Pasuk says Lechaper, Uparalav Baskaparihi, and a Para is not a Baskapara. Which, we mentioned when we learned the Amud is, seems to be against the Gemara Ma'id Katan, Ayin Sham. But Ela Eima Kulei Krab Yom HaKippurim Ksev. But maybe the whole Pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. Maybe the whole Pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur, and lastly, the Tosfos Yeshanim, printed on Beis Mabei, says, is not for any sort of drasha. Says the Gemara, Amri Yalif Tziva Tziva. The note, we have Xer Shava, that when it says Tziva Hashem Lasois, that that's referring to the Paraduma. Why? Because Ksev Hach, it says over here by the Miluim, Tziva Hashem Lasois. It says the word tziva. Uksev hasam, it says by paraduma, zayis chukasa taira, asher tziva Hashem leimor, it says the word tziva. So malo halam para, just like over there, it says the word tziva by paraduma, afkan para. So too, when it says by the miluim, the word tziva, I'm gonna assume it's talking about paraduma. Al darshan, it's talking about paraduma. Umakam prisha, and just like over here, it's saying that there's a prisha shivas yamim, aflo halam prisha. So too, by paraduma, there's gonna be a din of prisha shivas yamim. Says the Gemara in Echanami, so we have a Gzeir Shava of Tziva Tziva. But who says that the second Tziva in the picture is talking about Paraduma? Says the Gemara Beis Mabeis, Ve'ema Tziva Tziva Yom HaKippurim. Maybe Tziva Tziva is Gzeir Shava discussing Yom Kippur. Tichsiv, as it says, by Yom Kippur, Ve'yas Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Maisha. There also says the word Tziva. Says the Gemara, no, because done in Tziva Delefnei Ha'asiya, Mitziva Delefnei Ha'asiya. We're gonna learn out a Tziva that it says before the Kiyam HaMitzvah, from a tziva that it says before the kima mitzvah. The ain't done in tziva, de la'achar asiyah, mitziva de lefnei asiyah. But we're not going to learn out Yom Kippur, where it says the word tziva after the asiyah, it says v'yas kasher tziva, from the tziva of the miluim, which it says before the asiyah. By the miluim and by para, by both of them, it says the word tziva before the asiyah. By the miluim it says, tziva Hashem lasais, so it says tziva then lasais, and by para duma it says, zoyzchu kasatera sher tziva Hashem lemar, and then afterwards it discusses the kiyam mitzvah. It says, dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu elecha para duma v'chulu. But by Yom Kippur, it says the word tziva after the asiyah. It says vayas kasher tziva. So therefore, if when we have a gzera shava, we're going to learn out the one that's more daima. So therefore, I'm going to learn out para from this gzera shava and not Yom Kippur, because para is more daima to the miluim. Well, fact the Gemara, okay, but still ve'ema tziva de karbanis. Maybe the tziva is gzera shava, not referring to para duma, rather referring to karbanis. That the kohen who serves in the Beis Hamikdash, he needs to do a prisha shivas yamim before he brings one of the karbanis at tzibur. Says the Gemara, no, because done in tziva mitziva, and where does it say tziva by the karbanis? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, b'yom tavaisa es b'nei Yisrael. So it says the word tziva, it says tavaisa, the word tziva, it says the word tziva over there also. Says the Gemara, no, because done in tziva mitziva, they ain't done in tavaisa mitziva. We're gonna learn now the word, we're gonna make a gzeir shav from tziva to tziva, not from tziva to tzavaisai. I mean, the karbanais, it doesn't say the word tziva exactly, it says tzavaisai, and that's why we make the gzeir shav to para. Well, frak the Gemara, umay nafkamina, who cares if it's not the exact word tziva? We learned a much bigger chiddush than this. Vatana devei Rabbi Yishmael, v'shava kayin ubaha kayin. He taught us that when the pasuk says by Bayis HaMenuga, it says v'shava kayin ubaha HaKayid, which are two completely separate words, two completely different words, Veshav and Uba, but being that they mean, they're referring to the same thing that of the Kayin coming to the house, so we can make a Gzer Shava, and he says, Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, it means the same thing, and we can make a Gzer Shava. So even two completely different words, we can make a Gzer Shava. So why are you telling me that Tavaisa and Siva, we can't make a Gzer Shava? Says the Gemara, no. Enachanami, that words don't have to be exactly the same to make a gzera shava. But the hani milehecha de laka de damile. But that's only if we don't have a better option, if we don't have something that's more daima. Avalhecha de ika de damile, but if we have something that's more daima, so that means the damile alfinans. Then we make the gzera shava from the thing that's more daima. And therefore, when we see the word tziva by the miluim, and we know that there's a gzera shava of tziva tziva, we're gonna assume that the tziva tziva is referring to paraduma and not to karbanais, because by paraduma, it's also the exact same word of tziva. Says the Gemara Vayter, L'chaper, L'maisi Yomiki. So again, so that's the Makar. So that's how I know that Paraduma requires a Prisha Shivas Yamim. And what was the Makar for Yom Kippur? The Yom Kippur requires a Prisha Shivas Yamim. So we had said that L'chaper, L'maisi Yomiki Purim. The L'chaper teaches us about Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur also requires a Prisha Shivas Yamim. Well, in fact, the Gemara, all the Pasuk says is L'chaper. Who says that that L'chaper is talking about Yom Kippur? The Imakapar de Karbanis. Maybe it's talking about the kapara of karbanos, that all karbanos require a prisha shivas yamim, not just Yom Kippur. All karbanos will require a prisha shivas yamim. Says the Gemara, practically it's not possible to say that l'chaper is talking about karbanos. Why not? Because miadinan hai kayim isrami the baile prisha. Do we know which kayin is going to be the one that he's going to bring the carbon that to require him to be parish for 7 days? We don't know which kayin is going to be the one to bring the carbon 7 days in advance. So therefore, it's not possible. Well, frek the Gemara, why not? Amri, they said, alam aloi. Why is it not possible? Ni baile prisha lekuli mishmeres beisaf. Which we said, all the kayhanim were separated into 24 mishmaris, and each mishmar was divided into 6 batayavais. And one each week of the year, a different mishmar served in the Beis HaMikdash, and that mishmar, which we said was divided into 6, each day of the week, a different Beis Av would serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And then on Shabbos, Rashi Menachai says all of them serve together. But each day of the week was its own Beis Av. So we know we can advance exactly which family, which general, the Beis Av that would be serving the Beis HaMikdash in a week's time from now. So maybe we should, maybe the Torah means to require a Prisha Shivas Yamim for the entire Beis Av. In a Chanami, we don't know the specific Kayin within the Beis Av who's going to be the one to be Makar of the Kayin, the carbon. But maybe the whole Beis Av should require Prisha. Says the Gemara, done in Davar Shkivu Leizman, mi Davar Shkivu Leizman. We're going to learn out Yom Kippur from the Miluim and say that L'chaper is talking about Yom Kippur because both Yom Kippur and the Miluim are something that have a set date. As opposed to Afuka Karbanis to call Yaima Yisneo. As opposed to Karbanis, which don't have a set date. They're brought out every day of the year, or any and every day of the year. Says the Gemara, okay, but the Ema Regalim, but maybe L'chaper is referring to the Regalim, which the Karbanis of the Regalim were also Bal L'chaper. So maybe L'chaper is talking about the Karbanis of the Regalim, that the Kayin, who's Makar of the Kayin of the Karbanis of the Regalim, so they need, Prisha Shivas Yamim. Says the Gemara, done in davar shenahig pamachas b'shana, midavar anahig pamachas b'shana. We're gonna darshan l'chaper is referring to Yom Kippur, because both by Yom Kippur and the miluim, it's a 1 day event. They're both nahig one day of the year. Lafuke regalim de la pamachas b'shana ninu. As lafuke regalim, which is the shalish pamim b'shana, it's 3 times of the year that we have regalim. So therefore, we say that l'chaper is talking about Yom Kippur. Well, frak the Gemara, ve'ema regal echad. So, in a chanami, the regalim is shalosh pamim b'shana, and therefore I'm not gonna say that l'chaper is talking about the regalim. But maybe it's talking about one regal, which is only once a year. Says the Gemara, v'chitim aliyadin and hayminayu, and if you'll say, because I don't know which one to choose, ichagamatzeis, haylu pasa bayakasav tchila, I'll tell you that you could choose. Maybe Pesach would be a good option for you to choose, because Pesach is the one when the Torah talks about the Mayadim, so it always talks about Pesach first. Ichagasukkah, so I'll tell you Sukkah would be another good option, haylu muruba mitzvasa, because there are a lot of mitzvahs on Sukkah. So, and the point is that you have options, and you could come up with whichever svara is more compelling, the Tesis Rush says. About that, we mean to ask that it should be referring to one regal, but the Tesis Rush explains that you'll figure out whichever svara is more compelling to you, and so maybe that's what the Torah is teaching us with the word lechaper, that one of the regalim needs a prisha shivas yamim. Says the Gemara, no, Eladon and Prisha Shiva L'Yom Echad, we Prisha Shiva L'Yom Echad. We're going to learn out Yom Kippur from the Miluim, because both of them, it's a Prisha of 7 days for a one day event. That it's not just that Yom Kippur is once a year, and that the Miluim was once a year, but there was actually the whole Yom Kippur is one day of the year. As opposed to Ve'in Danim Prisha Shiva L'Shiva, we Prisha Shiva L'Yom Echad. But I'm not going to learn out from the Miluim to one of the Regalim, which is a 7 days of the year. Even if it's only, let's say Pesach is only once a year, there is only Pesach once a year, but Pesach itself is 7 days of the year. And therefore it's not as daimeh to the Miluim as Yom Kippur is. Because Yom Kippur is mamish one day of the year, and therefore we learn out that Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur and not referring to one of the Regalim.